I wake up and I put on, kid you not, if I put on bright colors, I'm in a better mood. And I know that my attitude will affect Chris, it'll affect Vance, and it'll spill over to everybody else. And I just think it's important to not put too much pressure on yourself. Like, all these things are different jobs, and all of a sudden we're asked to do them all at the same time and have to paint our nails ourselves on top of it.
Not a day goes by where our guest today doesn't put on a hot pink shirt, pull out her massive Sharpie collection, and create something fun. Her name is Megan Taylor. She's a hand lettering expert, and she's all about turning mistakes into confetti. Megan also believes she has a Chick-fil-A angel. Yes, I am 100% serious, and we're going to share the amazing story with you today. Hi, I'm your host, Allison Storm. This cute little nugget joining me is Jim Mann. Hey, Jim.
Cute little nugget. If I had a nickel for every time I was called a cute little nugget, well, I'd have my first nickel.
Well, there you go. I just gave you your first nickel, little nugget.
Thank you. It's so weird.
I missed your face. Of course, we are quarantining, so we're all both in our own homes, about 30 miles apart from each other.
It's people really miss my face. It's just so sad for the rest of society.
Well, Jim, you're supposed to say, I miss your face, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, back it up. Yeah, I miss your face, too, Allison.
Wow, thank you. Okay, well, our guest today says her mission is to be a cheerleader for anyone who needs encouragement, which might be me right about now, thanks to you, Jim Mann. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me. It is my pleasure to be here.
Woo! Yes, you did it. I love it. You're like a real life shot of espresso in a hot pink cup.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll take that nickel over here.
Are you in your company headquarters right now? Because that space looks so magical on your Instagram feed.
I sure am. We are in the bonus room above my garage that I have transformed into my little babe cave, the All Shirt Note Studio. It's super colorful, super whimsical. Right now it's a hot mess, but we're rolling with it.
It looks so fun. I mean, everything is, like you said, hot pink and teal and yellow. And it's just like, can you get angry in that space?
No, definitely not. Absolutely not. It's impossible.
Well, I sent Megan an email a couple of days ago as we were preparing for this interview. And I got to tell you, I got back an automated response with the title, Winging It Without Childcare. I love your transparency, but how's quarantine life been like for you?
We're very professional around these parts. I love it. Like, I had the worst week whenever my son was out of school as a surprise, and then my husband was still working, and I was still trying to work and fulfill deadlines and commitments and a full-time job that I had committed to prior to quarantine. And that week, it was awful. But from there, I feel like we could only go up from there. And it's just been a really cool time. Like, my husband works third shift, and his job, unfortunately, was furloughed. But the kind of silver lining in that is we've been able to spend more time with him than we ever have. Like, we've been together 10 years, and I've never hung out with him this much. We still like each other. So that's amazing. And I'm just really grateful. Like, we're just being able to just get so much more time as a family, like being able to, he's actually helping me pack orders up here from time to time. And it's kind of like a very expensive vacation that we're just getting to take at home.
Oh, and how old is Vance now?
He turned 3 in January.
Oh, and so he's in your office a lot? Like, is that where he spends a lot of time?
A lot more than I would like for him to be.
Okay, because as a mom, like, all I can think of is all of those permanent markers you have in there. My son would have grabbed those, and it would have been a disaster.
He does. There is actually an exhibition downstairs on our wall, on our gallery wall. He decided that he wanted to be a part of that, and I framed his doodles and drawing. Like, I put a frame around it whenever he drew with a permanent marker all over the wall, so...
I mean, that's kind of where we're at. Like, turning a mess into a masterpiece. Like, you're just doing it.
That's what we're all about. We're trying. It's funny, like, I do have a lot of confetti up here. That's like a huge part of my business. I put that in order so whenever people, you know, buy something online. And he really, really likes throwing the fetti into the packages. So he is also really great at putting stickers on upside down.
Oh, well, you seem like a total extrovert. Is this quarantine thing hard for you?
It's not as hard as I thought it would be. Like, I think I would be going crazy if my husband wasn't here and Vance wasn't here. I am definitely an extrovert, but I'm really loving the time. I really feel like I needed to slow down. I had been on an airplane every month. As long as I could possibly remember, I travel all across the country teaching lettering workshops, speaking at events. I'm an author, and I just have been so go, 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 willingly. I wanted that. That's what I prayed for. That's what I dreamed for and hoped for. But I really felt like God was telling me at the beginning of this year that I needed to slow down, and I didn't book out as far as I normally would. I just tried to obey and listen and just sit still for a second. And I am seeing now why, it makes sense that he really did want me to slow down. And I am appreciating the forced rest more than I really thought I ever would.
So this reminded me of that. My word for 2020 was less. And so I'm kind of think this whole thing is my fault, maybe.
Yeah. It is.
Did you have a word for 2020?
Yes. I have chills on my arms. It was rejuvenate. Like, I needed time to rejuvenate. Like, I needed to rest. I needed to recharge. And I was never going to do that for myself. Like, I am go, go, go. I don't have an off switch. Like, I just love to be working. I love to be in my business. And I really did need this.
Wow. That's weird. My word was quarantine. Crazy, isn't it?
That is so crazy. I thought you were going to say chicken.
No, that was last year.
Well, let's talk more about what you do, Megan, for people who aren't familiar with All She Wrote Notes and your amazing book, Happy Hand Lettering.
Yeah, sure. I'm a lettering artist. My mission is spreading happiness through my handwriting. So I have a product line that is a collection of colorful gifts with meaningful messages, positive words. I run everything through social media. I have my own website. And then I have a licensing collaboration with another North Carolina-based company that sells my cards and gifts wholesale all over the world. And then I teach lettering classes online and in person, which not anymore, not right now in person, but the online class is still going strong. And then I have the book Happy Hand Lettering, and then a second book coming out in January called Betty Confetti, that is a children's book about turning your mistakes into confetti.
Oh, wow, you're such a downer.
I really need to put a smile on my face.
Yeah, can we help you? Is there, do you need to talk about anything?
Yeah. Cheer up, will you?
Have you noticed any shifts in your business during quarantine with the way people are shopping or like what they're buying, anything like that?
You know what? I am so grateful for just the response I have received. I just am, every single time I get an order, I'm just like, oh, thank you. Bless your heart. I'm seeing a lot of people buying postcards and buying cards, and my book sales have really done well because they have time. They have time to sit down and have a minute to work through that, to learn a new skill, to learn a new hobby. The online class during quarantine, I've decided to discount that to 50% off. So it's only $21. And that is really thriving at the moment. I'm seeing smaller dollar amounts on the orders, but really at this point, every dollar matters and we'll take anything we can get. But I think everyone's just being a little bit more cautious financially with an uncertain future, and that's totally understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so kind of therapeutic to be creative right now too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is like, if you've ever said you didn't have time for something, like, this is the time. I still have my Christmas tree up in my office, and I posted the other day. I was like, I kept saying I was going to take this down whenever I had time, but that apparently was not true.
Oh, I saw you post about that on Instagram, and I thought it was an old photo.
No. <Nope. laughs>
That's hilarious. Oh my God.
I don't have the lights plugged in, but there's like pinatas and rainbows and confetti and cute ornaments. Like at this point we might as well just keep it up.
Yeah. Why not? Jim, you probably have some of your Christmas trees still up.
I noticed the other day there's a little Christmas tree still up and decorated in the schoolroom, as we call it.
You're my people, Jim. I like you.
Yes. I sense that.
You guys are like twins.
I love it.
Yes.
Well, Megan, as someone who is so good at turning mistakes into something positive, or trash into confetti, as you like to say. What advice do you have for people who are really struggling right now? And so many of us are.
I think it's just making a choice of what your attitude is going to be. Like, you cannot control so many things. Like, you can't control that we're stuck at home. You can't control if you lost your job. You can't control if your kid's being wild and crazy. But, like, if you can change your attitude, like, if you can determine your own attitude, that's going to spill over to everybody in your house. Like, that is what's going to affect. Like, you're going to set that temperature for everyone in your home. And I find that if I wake up and I put on, kid you not, if I put on bright colors, I'm in a better mood. And I know that my attitude will affect Chris, it'll affect Vance, and it'll spill over to everybody else. And I just think it's important to not put too much pressure on yourself. Like, all these things are different jobs, and all of a sudden we're asked to do them all at the same time and have to paint our nails ourselves on top of it. Life is very hard, but I think it's just looking for the good. Like, there's always good to be found. And I think especially in this times, like, just trying to slow down and savor, because I mean, truly, Chris's work could call back tomorrow and be like, come on back. And I think, of course, I would be relieved financially, but a part of me would be really sad that he had to leave. And so it's just trying to savor and just not putting too much pressure on yourself, taking it one day at a time.
Hmm. I know you can relate to a lot of that, what she said, Jim, right?
What did she say?
Having to paint her own nails.
Oh, yes. I'm doing that right now, so I wasn't listening.
It's very hard.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we have yet to talk about Chick-fil-A, which is crazy because this is a Chick-fil-A podcast. And what are you sipping right now, Megan?
A gallon of unsweet tea.
From Chick-fil-A, right?
Of course, from Chick-fil-A. Quarantine has really been a blessing for us. They're still open. They're wearing the cow masks if you go to visit our local Chick-fil-A. And we've been buying unsweet tea, sweet tea, and lemonade by the gallon. And there might not be a lot of food in our fridge, but we are never out of Chick-fil-A tea.
I love that. And there's a crazy story. Megan's house was actually built by a woman who operated two Chick-fil-A's. We're going to talk about the impact this woman has had on Megan's life, even though they never got the chance to meet. That's when we come back.
Hey, Jim Mann here. It's no secret, but I happen to be a social media expert. I've got tens of Instagram followers just to prove it. So be sure to follow at Chick-fil-A Podcast for an extra helping of the latest episode news, giveaways, and laughs. And I'm just trying to save you some embarrassment. You don't want to be the only one in your friends group that's not following. All right? I'm here for you. So follow us at Chick-fil-A Podcast.
Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy said, nearly every moment of every day, we have the opportunity to give something to someone else. Our time, our love, our resources. Now that we're in day 1,034 of quarantine, I think we could all use a little pick-me-up. Hi, I'm Allison, host of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, and I have a challenge for you. Head to chickfilapodcast.com/free and grab our free printable gift card holders. Then pop a Chick-fil-A gift card inside, it doesn't have to be much, and bless somebody, even a stranger. I guarantee your gesture will be the highlight in their day right now. And please let me know how it goes. You can always email me at hello@chickfilapodcast.com. Let's all make it our mission to spread some love today. That's chickfilapodcast.com/free.
Well, welcome back. Now we're really going to get into the Chick-fil-A thick of things, whatever that means. And Megan, I'm assuming you're familiar with Chick-fil-A. In fact, I think you've taken my order before. You sound like you've taken my order.
I wish. That would be a dream. I'm just a super fan over here.
And you were telling me that your home was built by a woman who operated two Chick-fil-A's. Like, how did you find this out?
Okay, so whenever we moved in and started just bringing our stuff into the home, I found expired Be Our Guest coupons, like, in the house. And I was like, wow, I really wish these were still valid. I kept finding them, like, in all these random places. And it wasn't until I had been here for a while that we got to meet the lady who owned this home. Some members of her family happened to be our neighbors. And just over the years, we've gotten to meet them and gotten to know them. And they told me that she owned two Chick-fil-A's. And I was like, no way. Like, that's amazing. That's a dream. Her office was my office. They said every time she loved having people over. She loved having family gatherings just like I do. And she always had a Chick-fil-A tray. And there is not a party that goes by here that doesn't have the gallons of tea and the Chick-fil-A tray. And so I love that I'm just being able to carry on her legacy forward. She was such a hard worker. Her family and friends say that she would give you the shirt off her back. She just loved people and loved working and just loved spreading that happiness and spreading that joy. And it was really, really special. Two Christmases ago, I did a whole entire Christmas collection. I am a debt-free company. I try to pay cash for every single thing that I do. And I had bought all of our Christmas merchandise. And we had a glitch on my website that September and had the lowest record sales we had ever had. I was terrified. I was praying. I was crying. I was worried. I was so afraid that I had blown all this money and that we weren't going to be able to survive. And I was having some friends over. One of them was actually related to Glenda, my Chick-fil-A angel. And she told me, just don't forget, like, she's got you. She's with you. I just know. I just feel like she would be so proud of you. And I don't feel like that you ever do any of this by yourself. And that night, for whatever reason, I decided to go and look up her obituary. I just wanted to learn more about her. I wanted to find out more. And it said that her favorite charity is called Christmas Cheer. And that is the exact phrase that I had hand lettered on probably $5,000 worth of product that I was getting ready to turn around and sell that Christmas. And it was just such an assurance and just such a high five from heaven, it felt like, for me to just know that that wasn't by accident. And that year we ended up having, at the time, one of our record holidays, and I was able to go and donate in her name back to that Christmas Cheer charity and back to that foundation. And so our story just keeps going. I feel her presence. I just really do. I have gotten to meet so many more members of her family, and they have just told me stories after stories of so many things that we had in common. And this past Christmas, I was hosting a shower for a friend of mine who has relatives that just so happened to be related to her. And they said when they saw her address on the invitation, it just gave them chills. They were like, oh my goodness, that's Glenda's house. Like, I know exactly where that is. And one of them came and brought me a Christmas gift. And she wrote me this long letter and gave me the last gift that Glenda ever gave her. And it was a little prayer box with a poem in there. And she gave me a picture of her. And in the picture, she's wearing a hot pink shirt and drinking from a Chick-fil-A cup.
Oh my gosh, I have chills. That is just incredible. Wow.
I just think it's like, I don't ever want to move. Like, I love it so much. And I just think it's amazing because that was such a different generation. That was such a different time. And just to see a woman who worked so hard and owned businesses and just provided for her family, like, it's just such an inspiration to me. And to know that I'm being able to carry on her legacy in the same house, in the same office, and with the exact same passion for Chick-fil-A.
Wow. I feel like you guys would have been such great friends.
I so wish that I could have met her. It's really cool, Allison, when I got your card in the mail that had like the waffle fries and the tea and everything all illustrated, I put her picture like with that card. And so she's on my little bulletin board. So she hangs out, we're chilling, but it's amazing. Anytime I get, like, it's very rare that I'll get an order with the name Glenda, but I have twice, like during quarantine. When somebody ordered a book and another time somebody else ordered a whole package. And I just, like, I believe that God will send you signs just when you need them. I feel like he'll send you encouragement, and it just, I love it. Like, bring it on. The more the merrier.
And I'm sure you're able to look back at that moment in your life, that Christmas season that seemed so uncertain, and see how God brought you through that. It must be so comforting in moments like this in quarantine with everything crazy. You know, there's uncertainty once again.
It is. And I just know that he's got us. Like, I just really believe that he has me in the palm of his hand. And I think that he wants my business to do well because I give the glory back to him. Like, this, I feel like I heard in one of the Chick-fil-A books that Truett Cathy said that Chick-fil-A is God's business. Like, Chick-fil-A is God's company. And I remember telling that to my husband after I read that. I was like, all she wrote notes is God's business. Like, I want to do this for him and to honor him and give glory back to him. And I think you just have to hope, like, when you're working like that and when that's your mission and that's your, you know, what you want to share with the world, that he's going to walk you through that and he's not going to leave your side.
I just had a vision of all she wrote notes in the kids meal.
Oh, yes, cool? Please call me.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like, they could learn happy hand letters with their kids meal.
I would do anything for them.
All right, we're claiming it.
gonna make it happen.
All right. When we come back, we're gonna put Megan in the hot seat with a game we call Food for Thought. Stick around.
Ah, can you smell that? The aroma of fresh waffle fries? We've got a new batch at ChickfilAPodcast.com. Of course, I'm not talking about the kind you eat. I'm talking about the kind you wear. Our waffle fry earrings are hand-painted by a talented artist and would be such a perfect gift for Mom this Mother's Day. Right now, shipping is free. And while you're at it, pick up a cow print gift bag, a Chick-fil-A tank top, and an adorable card to go with it. Since Mother's Day is on a Sunday, Mom will love this thoughtful gift. Order now at ChickfilAPodcast.com.
Well, it's time for Food for Thought, boys and girls. Well, actually, just Megan. Megan, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Have you ever worked at Chick-fil-A?
No, I wish I had.
Oh, man, they would love you. If you did work at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
I would want to be the first person you see when you pull up and just make your day so happy with a smile.
Oh, that sounds nice. What's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce, but like super, super close tie with Polynesian. I need them both together.
Oh, what a specialist you are. If you can only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
The original sandwich.
What menu item have you never tried?
They're milkshakes. I'm lactose intolerant. I hear you guys talk about all these fun things with milkshakes, and I don't get to participate.
Oh, what a lost adventure.
I know.
Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
Not yet. I pay full price.
So you're trying to invest. That's good.
That's right.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Reese Witherspoon. I don't know why.
I had nuggets with her the other day. It was great. All right. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
All of them.
Well, that's a few.
We buy, like, during quarantine, we've been buying the 40 nugget box and just sharing it as a family. Over and over.
Well, how many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards
app? I'm so, like, so close to 5,000 for this. I'm new to the app, so I've really had to make up for lost time.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good. So you've only had
I'm almost a red. Yeah. When you buy the trays and the teas, they really come on strong. But I'm almost a red status. I'll celebrate that day.
All right. Are you team nuggets or team strip?
Oh, I heard Allison talking about those strips, and I tried them, and I was a fan.
There you go.
I've been influenced.
Woo! Did I convert you to team strip?
You did. I'm like, first and foremost, team sandwich, but I definitely started ordering strip in Vance's kids' meals because, like, for one, you could just break that up into nuggets if he gets upset about it being a strip. So it's very easy. Everyone wins.
Okay, can I go back for a second to question number 6 for Cow Appreciation Day? I feel like you're depriving your son of the opportunity to dress up like a cow.
Vance already calls the tea, like when he sees the tea in a cup, he says, I would like some chicken nugget tea, please.
So he does
need to do Cow Appreciation Day. He's born and raised Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Get that kid a cow costume. Well, this has been so much fun, and I'm excited, no, thrilled to tell you that Megan created a beautiful free printable just for Chick-fil-A fans. We'll have it available for you on our website at ChickfilAPodcast.com. Megan, how can people connect with you?
I would love to meet you on Instagram. All She Wrote Notes is my handle over there. My website is allsherotenotes.com, and my book is called Happy Hand Lettering, and that's available wherever books are sold.
Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. We'd also love to connect on Instagram. We're at Chick-fil-A Podcast or on Facebook at facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.